You're listening to Business Podcasting Made Easy, the TV talk show formula where you get a roadmap to elevate your authority and expand your visibility with a TV talk show that you're proud of. You're listening on the IBGR network. This is episode 28, Inside the Interviewer's Mind, Researching Guests and Building Authority. Welcome to the show. We are getting into that TV talk show mindset with the interviewer's mind. I'm Donna Cundy, co-founder of the IBGR Network, global radio authority and podcast expert and producer of over 14,000 podcasts.
And I'm Declan O'Segara, TV producer and international TV talk show host. And my TV talk show formula has impacted over 100,000 lives globally and gives business owners and entrepreneurs a simple way to be seen and heard with their own purpose-driven message. And we are still your hosts for this 13-week
what?
Journey.
What? What are we going to do when this is done?
Well, I don't know. But before that, remember, everyone, you can easily follow the plan at tvtalkshowformula.com. And if you want direct live support from us for your TV talk show, contact us today at tvtalkshowformula.info. And before we jump into the rest of this, our last episode, which we know you listened to, and if you haven't, go back. We cut off a little abruptly and it wasn't intended. However, this is a great reason why you want to go to tvtalkshowformula.com, because the show notes are there, our roadmap is there, and everything that we are saying in each episode is there for you. So you can just get everything that you need and actually more. There's a bunch of stuff there for you to get.
And did you know that you can go to tvtalkshowformula.info and schedule a call if there's still more questions?
See, you can't, once you know these things, you can't help it. That was awesome. If they've been listening and watching, then they got that joke.
Yep. And setting this one up, Lauren, say her name, Clarfield. I'm so sorry.
Clarfield. I was like, who is this person? And she, if it's the same woman, I Googled her, and she is a travel writer, and she collects quotes from travelers. And this is what she's known for. And she does this kind of like artwork, performance art with quotes from people who love to travel.
I love it. She says, people are guests in our story the same way we are guests in theirs. But we all meet each other for a reason, because every person is a personal lesson waiting to be told.
Mm-hmm.
That's juicy.
I love it.
Mm-hmm. Lines up so well. Because the TV talk show, the videos, everything that we're talking about, podcasting, book writing, it's about storytelling.
100%.
It's about storytelling and sharing your life experiences with other people so that they can join you on the journey and ignite the hero's journey. All right, real quick in here, it's the return home to tell the story so that others will start their journey.
Yes. That's so brilliant.
The inspiration. Sorry, I just had to go there.
Yeah, that was really good.
Why is this important? Become a person worth watching by using the interview format to create an engaging TV talk show that builds authority, that inspires others to start their journey, that is about the impact in the world. I mean, there's more to life than just life, I think.
Another profound Donna-ism. Yes, there is more to life than just life. Well, here's what I want to say. We are now making a bit of a turn, right, on our journey, on our path.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So far, we've been talking about video formulas, mostly short form videos, right? And now in this section of, in this week, we're talking about interviewing as a format. So today we're not going to give you a formula of how to interview people. We'll talk about that in coming episodes, but we want you to start to wrap your heads around, you're about to have a TV talk show. And that means it's a talk show. It's not just you talking. It means you will be interviewing other people. And so therefore you will become, a really great interviewer, and we're giving you the beginning process of that today. So we're just making a little turn, kind of a big turn, steering you like, oh, there's your show. It's right in front of you, folks, because that's coming. It's right mm-hmm. around the corner. And we want you to be able to create a TV talk show that builds your authority, right? Engages your viewers and has people become raving fans.
Because I think what a lot of people don't realize is that it may seem the same thing with music. It may seem seamless that you don't have to practice. You don't have to do any work before you perform, and getting behind a camera, a microphone, all of that is a performance of sorts. But like we were talking when we were putting the show together, because we do the pre-work, there is pre-work. There's pre-work anytime you do this. And that's what you were saying in all of our episodes leading up to here, is that there's a thought process that happens before you open your mouth, which allows you to become someone worth watching.
Yes, absolutely. And so just like the videos, thinking through what happened, how does this impact people? What am I going to invite them to do right here? When you start to be the host and you're interviewing people, you want to know about who you're interviewing, right? And have some background about who they are, because you're in the spotlight and you're putting someone else in the spotlight, and you want to come across as someone who knows what they're talking about, at least for the context of having some initial information to start an interview process that will open up your guests to start speaking more and telling you more of their stories. So this is really an approach to creating videos. Now we're talking about videos, but now we're talking about long form videos, right? Because your show could be anywhere from 13 minutes to 30 minutes. Maybe you'll choose to do an hour. We'll get to that point. But basically it's going to be a long video, right? So it's a different format of video. Still video because it's being recorded and going to be placed places. And so we're shifting your focus to understanding what that approach is here. And the pre-work. So before you were thinking through what happened to make a short form video, now you're talking about someone else and figuring out like what happened in their lives. Who are they? What are they up to? And knowing a little bit about who you're interviewing, or a lot of bit about who you're interviewing, will help your guest to also be more comfortable and feel valued. And the interviews just go a lot better when you come in prepared.
Yeah. And I just want to point out one more time, if you're just joining us on this journey, welcome. Maybe this is your first episode, because it actually talks about interview in there and TV talk show formula and all of that. But the episodes all leading up to this are connecting the dots. We talked about the previous episode, short form, the slice of life, all of that, the did you know being standalone videos. And we kind of quickly touched on the fact that you'll stitch these all together as you're doing your TV talk show. So you can start your TV talk show with a did you know. You can, you know, add all these little pieces together. So it's important that you're with us up to this
point. Well, I'm glad you said that, because in the context of doing an interview, you may be telling a story, right? And often they may ask you a question. And we're going to get into this later too. You will be a guest on other people's shows. Mm-hmm. So a brilliant response to a question that you get asked is, you know, did you know, 84% of people, like referencing what I said in the previous episode, or the slice of life, like any of these formats we're showing you have multiple purposes. So I'm glad you brought that up.
Yeah, thanks. So the pre-work for this particular episode, before sitting down, is to do that research on future guests. And what we want you to do, our listeners, is to make a list of 15 dream guests that you might want to interview someday. Be sure to include the people that you admire but might not be thinking you have access to. And Declan, you said that when you have your people go through this, those that are enrolled in your courses, what's happening?
Yeah. So it's really preparing a little bit of mindset, getting your mind around like, whoa, I'm going to be talking to people. Yes, if you've never done it before, especially, you want to start building your list of potential candidates to be guests on your show. I like you to think kind of dream big, right? So you'll put people on that you think are going to be a match for what your show will be talking about, what you'll be doing, what the purpose of your show is about, right? You always want to make sure that they're going to be relevant. It's not just because you like the person or you think they're great, but are they relevant to what you do and talk about? Are they going to have value for your guests? But I also invite you to think about people that would be like the dream people, right? So I know a lot of people will put Oprah on their list. Mm-hmm. You know, they'll put Richard Branson. He would be on my list somehow. There's a lot of ways I could have him on my show, in any of my shows, right? So think about people that you don't think you have access to, because you actually don't know how close you might be to one of these people. And I have a friend named Sherry Elise. She's about to, this week, interview Neil Donald Walsh. Mm. If you know who he is, he's written some very successful books, Conversations with God. She put him on her list, and she didn't know how close she was to him, one person away.
Yeah.
And he doesn't just do interviews for just anyone. And here it is, right? So you never know, right? And
so she even does, the Richard Branson thing, I said, yeah. Well, did you know? I know the account.
you know someone who worked for him, right? So don't underestimate yourself, and it should scare you a little, right? When we put these big names on there, but you're probably closer than you think. But we just want you to have fun with creating. We're just giving you having you do 15 people, right? Mix of people mm-hmm. you know for sure, people who you don't know, but you'd for sure like to.
And then what, take action? What do we want them to do with that?
Okay, so then you're going to just pick one person. And so if you were thinking about your first episode of your show, who's the first person that you know that you could have on, right? So I would pick someone that you really do know in this case and do your homework, right? So you're going to do the I Spy thing again, and you're going to research them, look at their social media, look at their website, if they're using a website. Find out everything that you can about what they do, who they are, learn about them. And as you're going along, start to write down questions that you have, and that also that you think your audience might find valuable and could benefit from knowing the answers to. So you're starting to, you know, play detective, which is normal for being a host, writing down questions and seeing what you can find out about your future guest.
Beautiful. I love it. And that's gonna not only wrap up this episode 28 inside the interviewer's mind, researching guests and building authority, but it's gonna also wrap up week 7 of 13, broadcast your brilliant simple video formats that build authority. You can always go back and listen at tvtalkshowformula.com. If at any point along the way you want some direct live support for your TV talk show, then call to tvtalkshowformula.info. And we're gonna say goodbye till next week. This is Donna Cundy.
I'm Declan Oseguera. Thanks for listening and watching.
Bye for now.